Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, le'ilui nishmas, Harav Hagon, Rabbi Ben Sion HaKohen, Ben, Rabbi Eliyo HaKohen Khan, who was the author of the Avnei Tzion, which is a great Mamish Gon Olam. He lives in Williamsburg. Died in 1999, I believe, 20 years ago, and unfortunately he's not well enough known, and we're going to be learning a shtickel from his sefer, the Avnei Tzion, Chelek Shlishi Siman Aleph. I hope we've had in the past shiurim from the sefer, based on the sefer, and I hope to have more in the future, because it's just unbelievably amazing. It's not b'derech ha-yeshivos that they learn today, b'derech Havana, what they call Lamdis, but rather it's B'derech HaPilpul. So you have to hold cup. So this is a tshuva he wrote in the Tuesday of Parashas Shlach by Yishlach in Tovshin and Aleph in the year 5751. He wrote this tshuva in Brooklyn to an Avreich in Bnei Brak, Moshe Shimon Zwiebel. So the question is as follows: in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Aleph Sivav, the Mechaber writes, "Imasam, if he made the tzitzis mitzemer gazel psulim, if he made the tzitzis from stolen tzemer, they are pasul." Then the Rama adds, "V'dafka shegazel hachutim." So that's davka if he stole the chutim. So if you take strings and you tie them on your tzitzis, it's pasul. But if you take wool and you make them into strings, then it's kasher. But the chatchila no. So again, if you took the strings and you stole them, chas shalom, then the tzitzis are pasul. But if you didn't actually take the strings, you just took wool that the person stole, not you, but the person stole wool, and he made the wool into strings, then it's kosher. In the Nemukei Yosef, brought by the Taz, in Sifkat Hay, he writes, "Svirale dekanya b'yeyush v'shinui haguf." So the Kenyan here is Yeyush, stole the wool, is Mesiyayish, and then there's a shinu, he made them into, there's a change, he made them into strings. And the Taz writes, in the name of the Rambam, Pasul B'Tzemer Gazel, that Tzemer Gazel is Pasul, that the Rambam holds like Tosis and Bava Kama, that Amar Ula, the Yeyush B'chol Makom Kani, Levad Mehakrava, Mishum De Mitzvah Baba Averahi, that Yeyush alone is Kone, except for by hakrava, by a carbon. There it's a mitzvah baba vera. You can't do a mitzvah baba vera, steal an animal and then bring it as a carbon. Kasva tosis per per lulav gozo. Tiro maslo mishum the kol mitzvah daraisa having carbon linyan ze. That all mitzvah daraisa are like a carbon in the, for this matter. And therefore, for all mitzvah daraisa, if one steals, one can't be yotzek, it's a mitzvah baba vera. And therefore, Yeyush together with Shinu Hashem is not going to help. Okay, Nira Lenu Staiti, Dein Lismoch Apsak Zeshel Namukha Yosef. He can't be Somach on the Namukha Yosef, but there's a Kenyan, be Yeyush, be Shinu Haguf, Elapasu Bechogavni Pasul, stolen things are a puzzle in any case when it comes to mitzvahs. Kamashmos Tirvei Rambam, like the simple meaning of the Rambam, Ad Kan, Lashon Hataz, Ayin Sham. So on this, the questioner, the inquirer asked, on the Taz, writes that the Rambam paskins like Tosis and Sukkah, like Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis and Sukkah, that it's a problem of mitzvah above Aveira if someone steals something and then there's Yeyush, it's not going to help, because the mitzvah above Aveira, even Yeyush and Shinui Hashem, even if it changes its name, turns into something else, he turns it into something else, it's no good. So that's the way the Taz wanted to learn, that he's passing like Tosis. And that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Three places in Bava Kama, Gittin, and Sod, and Sukkah. But we paskin like the Re there in Tosfos, as we see in the Mechaber Tafresh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. Shekol she'aveira v'hakinyan lo ba b'hadei ha-mitzvah leka mishu mitzvah ba b'aveira. That if the aveira and the kinyan are not coming together with the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah ba b'aveira. So when did he do the aveira? When he stole, and then he made the kinyan. He did the zayush. He did shinui Hashem, and then only afterwards he did the mitzvah. V'hachal lo makayim a mitzvah b'shas levusha, like Tosi says in Yevamos, Divrei Maaseh Kulu, brought in the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed. Avazoi hakinyan shinui naaseh kodem hamitzvah. So the mitzvah is wearing the tzitzis, and the kinyan is only done prior to that. So it's really not a mitzvah ba b'aveira. How can you, the Heilige Taz, say that b'chol gavni, in any case, you're not yotze with this tzemer hagazel, because the mitzvah ba b'aveira, because the aveira is coming before the mitzvah? It's ma'abaya. So the Rav Tzion HaKohen Kan, who has just massive bekiyas, it's just indescribable. So he says that this kasha on the Taz was already asked in the Sefer El Yazuta on the Levush Hatur, which is written in Prague in the year Tuf Samach Aleph. A good 300 years ago, close to 320 years ago. And he answered, "V'yishlomer the kevin d'shinu yadei shenase chutin, v'kaimelandim lo tava tzitzis lishman psulin." So this is his lashon, that since a shinui is done to the chutim, and we pask him that if he didn't spin the tal the tzitzis lishma l'shem tzitzis, for the sake of the tzitzis, they're pasul. V'im ken avi shinui b'siyu a mitzvah. Here the shinui is mitzvadik. How do they do the shinui? By spinning the strings. So what is helping the shinui? A mitzvah. Because he's doing it lishma. He's spinning the tzitzis lishma. So the shinui, the spinning of the tzitzis, is done by siyua mitzvah. It's being helped by a mitzvah of the lishma. V'raya mitos esukah dibra maschil ha uvukulei shemaitzin delo chashib mitzvah bababer hecha dekani lei matzinu lemeimar dekani kodim ba'agida ad kan mashma demi agida ve'elach kevan Shehu as cholas ha mitzvah lo kani leman de armelul of tzarech eged. Vadim adin tzitzis. Koshken ukevin de bin tefillah lishma. Havaydim le makdish behemto. So he says like this, that in our whole sugya we don't consider it a mitzvah bav avera when he was kone prior to the agida, prior to making it all tied together, tying the arvaminim together. So it's mashma that from the agida ve'elach, from the putting them together and on, since it's eschalas hamitzvah, he's not kone. If lulav tzarech eged, then the Ascholas HaMitzvah is from the Eged, from the tying it together. So Hu Adin B'Din Tzitzis. So the same would apply to Tzitzis. In other words, if the Shinui is done with a mitzvah, like doing the Agida as a Shinui, but since the Shinui is mitzvahdik, it cannot be done by Aveira. Because Shinui is how a person makes the Kinyan. So if the person makes the kinyan ba'aveira, it's no good. Provided that there's a mitzvah involved in this aveira, if this is a mitzvah ba'aveira. So what's the mitzvah? Tying together the arba minim. And what's the kinyan? The tying together the arba minim. So since that's a schalas ha-mitzvah, that's considered shinui b'siyua mitzvah. The change is being done with the help of the mitzvah. And therefore it's called a mitzvah ba'aveira. And here also with tzitzis, that you need to have tviya lishma. Kulei alma, you have to have to. I don't know if the kulei alma, but we paskin, you have to have tviya lishma. And if that's the case, then since it's a mitzvah, it has to be done lishma. It's going to be called a mitzvah ba'aveira. Because the shinu is done by siwa mitzvah of making the tzitzis lishma, making them kosher. So that's the teretz of the kasha. The kasha is, there's no mitzvah above avera because the mitzvah is done after the avera. No, the mitzvah is done with the avera. Because the Avera is because the Shinui, excuse me, is done with being helped by the is done, being done at the same time as the mitzvah. Because what's the Shinui? The Shinui is spinning the strings. So if that Shinui that made that creates the Kinyan is done together with an Aveira, it's no good. Why? Because this Shinui is mitzvahdik. And that's a mitzvah and Aveira at the same, that's a mitzvah and a kinyan at the same time. And that you can't have. That's not going to be a proper kinyan. The kinyan cannot come together with a mitzvah. The shinui cannot come together with a mitzvah. That makes it no kinyan. So you need to spin it lishma. That's a mitzvah. And the spinning is also a shinui. And if a shinui is a mitzvah, then there's no kinyan. Kevin shu aschalas a mitzvah lo kani. The shinui is done with a mitzvah, it's not kinyan kone. V'chein tirei tanal b'sifir el yirabah, which is printed in Zulzbach. I guess that's a place. In the year Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. Which is over 250 years ago. Simin Yad Alef Siv Kontes. Prima Gadim brings him Shitzot Zav. V'hainu kevin sha tviya lishma haya b'shas ha-kinyan ba'avera have a mitzvah ba'avera. Since the tviya lishma is when he's doing the kinyan, which is an avera, it's a mitzvah ba'avera. Because the shinui is the kinyan, and that's an avera. And at the same time, he's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah here? The tefillah lishma. That's no good. That answers the kasha of the Taz. That answers the kasha on the Taz, why you are not Yotze Tzitzis. Taz says, in every case you're not Yotze. We asked why the Avera is coming before the mitzvah. The answer is no, it's at the same time. The Kenyan, which is about Avera, is coming at the same time as the mitzvah, the Tefillah Lishma. In the Chidushe Panim Iros and Meseches Bavakama B'Sofo, he asks on the Taz, and he answers like this: El Yezuta, and like this: El Yerabba. This kasha was also discussed by the Machin Ephraim and Ochus Gzeilah Simon Choftes, Merkevas HaMishneh, Chemed Moshe, Zera Emes, the Nahar Shalom, and each time the Rav gives, Rav Khan gives you the exact Makor. Makor Mayim Chaim in Chelek Beis, Artsa Chaim in Simen Yer Aleph, Shnos Chaim of Rav Shlomo Kluger, Shibolei David on Ar Chaim. Vine, continues Rav Khan, Lechora, Yesh Lahar B'divra El Yerabah Hanal, the cave in the Bina and Tviyah Lishma, V'zavi Kinyin, Davi Aveira, Mela Batel Tviyah Lishma, Mishu Mitzvah Baba Aveira. So since, as we said, you require that the spinning should be lishma, and that's the kinyan, which is an avera, and memela the tviya is batel, the tviya lishma is batel because of mitzvah above avera. So the ha'ara is that the Ramah and Ebenezer in Siman Aleph Sif Vav Paskins Dim Yeshle Ben Mamzer Kim Mitzvah Spir Verivya, that a person has a mamzer son, lo leinu, he's Mekayim, the grace of mitzvah of Piri Verivya. Mizmokor is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritvin Yavamas, Tavchof Beis on the Beis, Shevyu Ken Mirushalmi Yavamas, Perak Beis Halachavav, Frek the Marit Al Ghazi, and Becheris, Perak Kasoy Samachay, Dimas of Ulam. Aye, it's a mitzvah of Baba Veira. How are you Mekayim, the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, with a mamzer son? It's a mitzvah of Baba Veira. How does one have a mamzer son? How does one have a mamzer son? He has a forbidden relationship. Forbidden relationship, he has a mamzer son. Aibazoi. It's a mitzvah baba veira, so how you make kindness of Piri Verivya. This is also discussed in the Tshuva Mi'av and Chelik Alvsim and Kufpei Beis. And the Shutta Rad Baz and Chelik Zanik Rediv Rediv Simen Beis. And the Shutta Noda Beshamra Dirti and Chelik Yeredes and Sof Simachav Gimel. And the Beis Ayachos is Reish Pehe. And the Shudair it's Tzvi, Ebenezer, so Simen Aleph. And the Shudair is Behosov, Chelik Yerodea, Simen Hei, Anav Tazayin. So answers the Minchas Chinuch famously in Simen Aleph, Mitzvah Aleph, that the B is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah is Makayim only when the kids are born. And therefore, if they die, he's not Makayim the Superior of Rivia. But Zoi, since the B is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, we don't say Mitzvah Baba Veira. Mitzvah Baba Veira is only Begufa Mitzvah, not the Hechsher Mitzvah. V'chein teiru tzuritzel ablazer in the tshut pri Yitzchak and sof simim and beis. V'kashin and rital gazi like the sefer minchas chinuch. And so too in the Yad Yosef and Orachayim tafna and dalit. And so too in the Tila David and Orachayim b'shematus l'chela galav tafid gimel amad dalit. That behechsher mitzvah, it's not shaykh mitzvah baba veira. Ay bazoi, kosher, mashe tzuchim b'tzitzis, tviya lishma. This tviya lishma, is it a mitzvah or it's a hechsher mitzvah? The Hechsher Mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis. Tviyah l'shma is but a Hechsher Mitzvah. And by Hechsher Mitzvah is no mitzvah baba veira. So how then can we say that if somebody buys tzitzis ayyadei, if somebody's kona tzitzis through Shinui Hashem of Tviyah, that now they're spun and now it's called something different. It used to just be wool and now it's strings. So how are you going to say it's a mitzvah baba veira? Aye, it's only a hechsher mitzvah Hechsher mitzvah, Shaykh mitzvah, Babavera. So it must be that the Elyar Rabba and the Sefer Panamiros hold not like the Minchas Chinuch and the Pri Yitzchok, but they hold rather that a Hechsher mitzvah, we say, mitzvah Babavera, and therefore you're not Yotze according to them. Okay, so that is stage one in our journey. That is Simon Aleph, Osa Aleph in the Sefer. And Baruch Hashem, he goes on through Ozayin. So there's a lot more to come, I hope, sweet friends. And I hope you'll bear with me and join me the next time. B'li Neder. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim. And we will continue on. And with this Yisod, we will... The Sefer Tofa Asur'aim in Siman Lamed Gimel, he asks Akasha, which we are going to answer with our Yisod, with this discussion we've had until now. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.